Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yitzchakim Daf Mem Aleph. We're starting about the fifth line with the words Hikdari Murum Al Chametz and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's all the way at the end of Laman Hayomid Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us a person's over alav if he shechs a Karban Pesach ala Chametz, which means he has Chametz in his Rishos when he shechs a Karban Pesach. He's over alav. He'll get Malkus for that. And then the Gemara adds on that even if Zrikas Hadam was done ala Chametz, he's going to get Malkus for that. Now we continue discussing this regards to other avodas. Hikdari Murum Al Chametz. Let's say he was makir the Murum. The Karban Pesach and he had chametz in his rishos. Is he chayiv for that? So is Tanai Tani chayiv? Is Tanai Tani potter? Those that teach he's chayiv, those that teach he's potter. Mad Amar chayiv, the one who holds he's chayiv. That's because dam mikol makayim. He learns from the word dam in the pasuk that applies to everything. The pasuk that we learned the iser of shchita and zrika from says loy sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So this Mad Amar holds that the word dam is telling us that any avoid that has to do with on the mizbeach like dam and that includes hektari murim, one is going to be chayiv for. Whereas Mad Amar potter, the one says potter. That's because zevach. We learn from the word zevach of the pasuk maz. Just like the zevach, the shechting of the carbon, that's ma'akav the kapara. Yatzu hektari murim, that excludes bringing the murim on his beach. She'ena ma'akav the kapara, that's not ma'akav the carbon being kosher. Therefore, hektari murim al chametz is not going to be mechayev him. Here's another question. Malak oif al chametz. Let's say he did malika to a bird al chametz. We know that birds in the Beis Hamikdash were not shechted. Malika was done, which was a very complicated way to hold the bird, and then the back of its neck was cut by the thumbnail of the kain. And this is specifically in Shitas Reb Shimon of the Mishnah, who says that if any regular carbon was shechted al chametz on chol hamoed, so a person's going to be chayv for that. The question is, this is not a regular carbon. This is oif. This is a bird. Let's say he does this al chametz. Is he going to be chayv? So is there any chayv? Is there any potter? Those that teach chayv, those that teach potter. Madam chayv, the one that says chayv. That's because dam mikol makayim. We learn from the word dam. This applies to any avodah. And madam potter, the one who learns is potter. That's because the pasuk says zevach yotza oif she'ena zevach. This excludes a bird that's not considered a zevach. A bird is unique, even though it is a carbon. It's not considered a zevach per se. Zavach is only for animals, therefore one is not chayiv for Malikas Oif al Chametz. Now, Yaakov Zavdi Ba Kumir Abyeisa, he says as follows: Mada Amr Chayiv, the one who says Chayiv, Nicho, this makes sense because he has a pasuk. But Mada Amr Potter, my Taima, what about the one who says Potter, what's his source? And the reason why he's asking this question is because he holds that Oif, birds, are included in Zavach. So why is there a Ptur for Malikas Oif al Chametz if it's considered a Zavach? And so Armalei, he responded to him, Lemedim Oinish me Oinish, Vein Lemedim Oinish me Ptur, we learn Oinish from Oinish and not Oinish from Ptur. The Oinish that we're referring to over here is Chutz, shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and only an animal which is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash one is chayiv for. Therefore, one is going to be chayiv for shechting the animal al chametz inside the Beis HaMikdash, whereas one is not chayiv for malikas oif outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if he did malika al chametz, he's not going to be chayiv for that. Now, Rabban Tekisar and Bain, they say as follows: Yachal makabel v'mahalach al chametz yehi chayiv. One might think that if he does kabbalas hadam or brings the dam to the mizbeach al chametz with chametz in his possession, that he's going to be chayiv. And to teach how that's not so, Talmud the pasuk says zavach. What do we learn from here? Just like zvicha is miyuchid, that if one shechs a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayiv. Yotam makabel v'mahalach al chametz, that excludes if he does kabbalas hadam or ilachas hadam with chametz in his possession. Why is that? Because he's not chayv for doing that avoida outside, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash. And they continue, Yachu, you might think that a makdari murim al chametz, if he does haktar simurim with chametz in his possession, yechav, he's going to be chayv for that. And in order to teach us not so, Tamalem, the pasuk says, v'chiper. There's just a general pasuk that talks about the kain being mechaper for a person with zrikas adam. What do we learn from here? Mazrika miuchad shima keves a kapara, just like zrikas adam sprinkling blood in the mizbeach. That's unique because that's ma'ak of the kapara. If zrikas adam is not done properly, if it wasn't done at all, so then the carbon doesn't count for the person. Yatzu haktar murim. That excludes hektari murim, she'ein makna as a kapara, they're not makna of the kapara, therefore one is not going to be chayiv for being makna de murim ala chametz. Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Baal Kumi Rav Yosa, Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked him for Rav Yosa, ad at dain lo liptur, dain lechiyov. Instead of judging this liptur, judge it lechiyov. Meaning Rabban Tekisar just had a great limud, how we know that being makal mahalich al chametz one is not chayiv for, because one's not chayiv for them bachotz, and how we know that hektari murim al chametz one is not chayiv for, because it's not like zrikas hadam, but why are we doing it liptur? Why not make the same limud just lechiyov? Do it the other way around. And what would that lean would be? So Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi speaks it out. That's a continuation of the Gemara. And pay attention to the gears of changes we're going to have. Yachal, you might think that Hamakdir Murim al Chametz Yeh Potter, one who does Akhtar Seh Murim with Chametz in his possession, is going to be Potter Tamalim or Zavach. I'll tell you, the Pasuk tells us Zavach. What do we learn from here? Ma Zvicha Miuchad Shechayim Nola Bachot, just like Zvicha, Shechting the Carbon, is unique. That one's Chayiv if he Shechs a Carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, Afani Arba Hektari Murim, I'll also include Hektari Murim Shechayim Nola Bachot. One's Chayiv for Hektari Murim Bachot, therefore he should also be Chayiv for Hektari Murim al Chametz. And here's the second part of Limud, Yachal, you might think, Hamakabal Vamahalech HaChametz, the one who does Kabbalah or Ilachas Adam with Chametz in his possession, Yehi Potter should be Potter for that, Tamalim Rechiper. So we have the Pasuk Rechiper that tells us it's not true. What's the Limud? Mazrikim Yuchaz Shemakavas the Kapara, just like Zrika sprinkling the blood. That's unique, that it's Ma'ak of the Kapara if it's not done properly. properly, afani Abraham makabav mahalech, I'll include makabav mahalech, which is with blood as well. Shein ma'akvanis kapara. They're also ma'akav kapara, as we know that. And so therefore, one should be chayiv if he does this al chametz. So this is a great limud to show how all these things one is actually chayiv for if he does them al chametz, not pater like the original limud. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosi, I told him that that can't be because davar shava b'shnehen melamed, davar she'ena shava b'shnehen ena melamed. It has to be that both things are compared, and only then we can learn it. But if both things are not comparable, we can't learn it. What does that mean? So zevach, when we have the word zevach in the pasuk, what do we learn from here? Mazvich miyuched shima keres hakapara v'chayav anolei b'chutz. Just like zvicha, shechna a carbon. It's unique that first of all, it's ma'akav the kapara if not done properly, and one is chayav v'shecht outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you have to have those two factors by shechita. Well, yatsa makabel mahalech. That's obviously going to exclude makabel and mahalech. She'en chayav anolei b'chutz. One is not chayav if he does this outside the Beis Hamikdash. So yes, even though it is ma'akav the kapara, he's still not chayav for doing it b'chutz, and therefore he's not chayav if he does kabbalah or halacha al chametz. And also yatsa hekter emurim she'en ma'akav the kapara. We're going to exclude hekter emurim as well because they're not ma'akav the kapara. So we see that they're also not compared with both factors, even though there is a chiv b'chutz, they're not ma'akav the kapara. That's why he's not going to be chayv either for doing hekter emurim al chametz. Now we continue discussing this, but we have to bring something else up. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah. This is the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Beisham Aaron Beishamai says, Sa'ar kezayis v'chametz kakeseves. The one is chayv if he has a kezayis of sa'ar. Sa'ar is a type of chametz, and if he has a keseves, which is a date's worth of chametz, that's what he's chayv for. So it's two different shiurim according to Beishamai. Whereas Mem Alpha and Beis on top, Beis Olam and Beis Ol says, Zev Zev kezayis, both sa'ar and chametz, one is chayv with the size of a kezayis. Now Rizrekan says, B'shem Rabbi Yosef and Chanina, Lo Yishanu, this is only taught, meaning this whole machalik is B'shem Beis Hill is only El Biura in regards to how much he has to get rid of. What's his chiv of beer? That according to Beis Shammai, there's a difference between Sa'ar and Chametz, whereas Beis Hill there's not. Avol Achila, but in regards to eating, the Isser of eating Kezayis, everyone agrees, meaning Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that whether it's Sa'ar or Chametz, the shear is a Kezayis. Now Rabbi Vav says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Lebiura, Bein Lachila, Ka Kaiseves, that's a proper girsa, that whether we're talking about the beer or the Achila, the shear is a Kaiseves, the size of a date. Now, Kamar of Manor of Chizkiya, Rav Mana met Rav Chizkiya, and Amalei, he asked him, Minon Shama Rabbi Hadamel, so where did he hear such a thing from? So Amalei said, Min Rabbi Vav, we heard from Rabbi Vav. Now Amalei asked him, Vanan Amar Rabbi Vav, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, we have a member that Rabbi Vav said, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, the Bein Lebiura, Ka Kaiseves, that's a proper girsa. When we're talking about beer, it's the shear of a Kaiseves, and Lachila, Kezayis. And so we see this machlekes over here. Now, bottom line, this is really what we're getting at. We go back to our discussion of Shechita al Chametz, and that's what the Gemara says. Shechita al Chametz, if he shechted Karban Pesach al Chametz, that he's Ivor alive and he's Chayv Malkus for that. Acher Miat Mahalach, according to whom do you go? Meaning in Shiz Beis Shammai, that there's two different Shirim, Kezayis and Kakuseves. Which one do we go with? Acher Achilasoi or Acher Biuroi? After the Shir Achila, which is Kezayis, or Acher the Shir Biur, which is Kaiseves? And that's a question that we're left with in light of this Machlaikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We have another discussion. Taman Amar Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rabbi Zura. Earlier on in the third parak, Rabbi Yirmi had said in the name of Zura, if a person has two half kezayis of chametz inside his house and a bais mitzaref, the house itself doesn't combine them to be the shear and he's not chayiv. Whereas b'seich hakli, if these two half zaysim are inside one kli, hakli mitzaref, the kli is mitzaref them and it's like he has a full kezayis of chametz. So now here's the question in regards to our sugya. Shchata alein, let's say he shecht the korban pesach and he had two half kezayis of chametz in his house. Is he chayiv for that? On one hand, me'achar she'ilu b'seich habayis, since when they're just inside the house, ve'in a bais mitzaref and the house is not mitzaref them, potter, so he would be potter. Or since if these two kezayim were inside a kli, vakli mitzaref, and the kli is mitzaref them, chayiv, maybe it is considered shechtan karm pesach al chametz. That's another question we have. Here's a third question. Shchatei al siur, let's say shechtan karm pesach, and he had siur, which is not fully developed chametz. He had that in his possession. On one hand, me'achad amar Rav Huna b'shem Rav, since Rav Huna said b'shem Rav, that mutter l'achilu l'kalbay, it's mutter for a person to take siur and feed it to his dog on Pesach, which means it's mutter b'ana. So then potter, he would be potter for shechtan al chametz. Oy, me'achad Rav Amar loikin al chilasay, or perhaps since Rav himself says that if a person eats seer, then he's chayiv malchus, then perhaps we would say chayiv, the person's chayiv for shechita al chametz. I wonder if I answer to any of these questions. I know we can take this class on shechita al chametz. The question is, who has to have the chametz in their possession in order to be chayiv for shechita al chametz? So Shimon Lakshamer, he says, ad shei l'shoichet le'echad m'nei chabura. It has to be the shoichet, the one shechting the karm pasach, he's the one that has chametz in his possession, and he also has to be one of the b'nei chabura. He has to be registered to this karm pasach. And only then, with those two factors, that the Shaykhid himself, who's a registered participant of this Karban Pesach, he's the one that has the Chametz, then he's going to be Chayiv. But if just the Shaykhid has it, but he's not part of the Chabura, or if one of the people in the Chabura have it, but he's not the Shaykhid, then there's no Chiyav. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Shaykhid alf b'she'enu b'nei Chabura, lechem b'nei Chabura alf b'she'enu Shaykhid. It could be either or. If just the Shaykhid has, even if he's not part of the Chabura, or if one of the b'nei Chabura has, even if the Shaykhid doesn't have, there still is this Esser. Now, another Machlaikas, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu nasan imu b'Yerushalayim, even if this Chametz is with him in Yerushalayim, not if it's out of Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to be in the Azara with him. It could just be in his possession somewhere in Yerushalayim, he's still over for shechita al chametz. Whereas Rav Shem Lakshamer, he says ache nasun imay ba'azar, the chametz has to be with him in the azara in order for him to be chay for shechita al chametz. And the Gemara clarifies denkedaitu, each one is l'shitasei Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. This balkan they have machlekes shnei yomtem shagalias, in regards to 2 day yomtif of galus outside in diaspora, outside Eretz Yisrael, there's 2 days of yomtif that are kept, and that's because it's sveika de yoma. We're not so sure which day is yomtif. Is it the first one or the second one? So in regards to doing malacha on both days of yomtif, this person can get malchus for that. So Rabbi Yechanan makabel hasra al safek. Rabbi Yechanan says one could get hasra safek. We'll explain this in a moment. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakshamer, he says ain't makabel hasra al safek. One cannot be makabel hasra al safek. What does this mean? So we know that in order for us to be able to give a person malchus for being over alive, we have to give him hasra. We have to warn him, don't do that lav or you're going to get malchus. The problem is, let's say we're dealing with something that's hasra safek, that the whole thing is a safek in the first place. It's a safek maybe whether or not he's going to be over the lav, or there's a different safek. So here we have machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish if hasra safek works, and that's relevant to 2 day yomtif. Let's say 2 day yomtif is Sunday and Monday. Well, each day is a safek whether it's really yomtif. If Sunday's yomtif, then Monday isn't, and if Monday's yomtif, then Sunday isn't. And if the person does malacha on both Sunday and Monday, and he gets hasra on both of them, don't do this malacha, you're going to be over, you're going to get malchus. According to Rabbi Yechanan, even though that's hasra safek, because again, we don't know which one's yomtif, Sunday or Monday, it doesn't make a difference since he was for sure over because one of them is yomtif, so then he will get malchus. And the same thing over here, according to Rabbi Yechanan, when he has chametz in his possession in Yerushalayim, even though when they warn him, don't check the Karm Pesach because you have chametz in your possession, that's only hasra safek. We don't know if he for sure still has that chametz. It could be that it got destroyed, could be somebody else got rid of it, maybe got lost, and so it's only hasra safek. Nonetheless, he's still going to be chayiv for shechita al chametz. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that hasra safek is not called hasra, and that's why he's not chayiv for shechita al chametz unless the chametz is with him in the azara. Now we continue discussing. Then everyone agrees shem hayunasim connected bechalayim b'Yerushalayim, that if the chametz was placed in a window in Yerushalayim and he could see it from where he is in the Beis Hamikdash, so he's for sure chayiv for shechting al chametz. Why is that? Ma damar safek vaday. According to Reish Lakish, that hasra safek is not valid. Well, it's not hasra safek, it's a vaday, it's for sure. He could see the chametz from where he is, even though it's not in the azara with him, it's just in Yerushalayim. He knows that it's there because he could see it, so it's not hasra safek. And man da'amar bi Yerushalayim, that's proper girsa according to man da'amar, which is Rabbi Yechanan, that all we have to know is that the chametz was in Yerushalayim, that was his last known whereabouts. Well, be Yerushalayim who? This chametz is in Yerushalayim, and therefore he's chayiv for it. And we continue explaining the Mishnah. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah that one who shechs his korban pesach al chametz is chayiv, and we had two other opinions. Rabbi Yehuda said that even if he shechs the korban tamid erev pesach al chametz, he's going to be chayiv for that. And Rabbi Shimon had said that even if he shechs a different korban during chol hamoed al chametz, he's going to be chayiv for that. So first the question is, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? And that's because we learned from the pasuk dam zivachai, the blood of my zivachim, my korban nois, plural, dam pesach v'dam tamid. That's talking about both the dam pesach and dam tamid. Remember, the whole limud of shechita al chametz was from the pasuk lo yisei shechata chametz dam zivchi. That's the way that it's really read. However, since it doesn't say dam zivach, which it really could have said, rather it has an extra yud there, it could be read differently, dam zivachai, which means the blood of my korban nois. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands it, and that's referring to both the korban pesach and tamid erev pesach. He's going to be chayv for shechita al chametz for both of those. Now, Rabbi Yechon further clarifies, time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reasoning that if a person shechs a regular carbon during chol hamoed al chametz, he's going to be chayv for that? That's because we actually have two psukim. Kosef HaChadomer, one pasuk says loy sishchat al chametz dam zevchi. Kosef HaChadomer, another pasuk says loy sizbach al chametz dam zevchi. And what do we learn from here? Mem bezom alaf on top. Echad haPesach barabasar, echad shar kol zvachim b'chol shamoed. That if the carbon Pesach was shechted on the 14th al chametz, he's chayv for that. And if a different carbon was shechted on chol hamoed al chametz, he's chayv for that. The question is, ma'ar isal rabbeisin b'chol shamoed loy tzin min arbasar. Why is it seeming to you to include all other karbanos, that if they're shechted on chol hamoed al chametz, he's chayiv, and he excludes that if those very same karbanos were shechted on erev Pesach al chametz, he's not chayiv? Why not do it the other way around? Why not include even if other karbanos are shechted on the 14th on erev Pesach al chametz, he's chayiv for that? And the answer is because achashriba kosev miyet, one pasuk is an inclusion and one pasuk is an exclusion. And the reason why we say that is because really we could have just had one pasuk. One pasuk could have told us loy sishchat al chametz dam zivachai, but it didn't say that. We had two separate psukim. So it must be that one pasuk is an inclusionary pasuk and the other one is an exclusionary pasuk. And so what's the limud? Marbani oisun b'chol shamayid, I'm going to include the karbonas that are being brought on chol hamoed al chametz. He's going to be chayv for those. Why is that? Shu ba yura ba yimatzei, because he's chayv ba yura ba yimatzei if he has chametz in his possession. Umaytzin mar basar, and I exclude them from this isser of shechita al chametz on the 14th. She'inam ba yura ba yimatzei, because on the 14th there's no isser of ba yura ba yimatzei according to Rabbi Yehuda. And v'asei kaidam Rav Meir, this is just like Rav Meir said. The Amr Meir of Meir had said, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, Mishei Shai Sulmal Midivrayen, that from 6 hours and on, meaning from midday, Erev Pesach and on, Rabbanan, it's only an Isser Durabbanan to have chametz in your possession. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to be chayev for shechita al chametz for other karbanos Erev Pesach, because anyway, the Isser of having chametz Erev Pesach is only Durabbanan. It's only on Pesach itself where the Isser of having chametz is Dairaisa, then we're going to be chayev other karbanos for shechita al chametz. And here's the last part of that explanation. Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana says, Lahan dechsev, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Zeva chaga Pasach, arba asar anan kaimen, we're referring to the 14th. The first Pasuk that we quoted, Lo yiseh shechat al chametz dam zivchi, continues by saying, V'lo yalon labayker zevach chaga Pasach. Don't leave the Karim Pesach over until the morning. As we see, this Pasuk is specifically referring to the Karim Pesach, and so that must mean that one is chai for shechat in the Karim Pesach al chametz on the 14th, because that's when the Karim Pesach is brought. So here we have a full understanding of Shitas Reb Shimon, why he's mechai for shechat in Karim Pesach al chametz on the 14th, and why he's mechai for shechat in other karbanis al chametz only on Chol HaMoed and not on the 14th, not on Erev Pesach. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Shitas Reb Shimon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.